Vince Thompson is the CEO, chairman, and founder of Melt Atlanta, an award-winning sports marketing agency, and the author of the new book, Build Brand You. And as we go into a new year, what I think, Vince, is that everyone's always got that dream of, all right, this is going to be the year that I find the job that I love, or this is going to be the year that I reinvent myself. And it looks a lot different now than it ever did in the past, right?
No, I tell you, it is, you know, down is up and up is down right now. But there has never been a better time to reinvent yourself, try something new, push yourself out of your comfort zone. I've never seen anything like it, and I've done that for myself. And I've been on a hamster wheel for 40 years building a world-class brand-building agency, Melt. And I said, you know, hey, I'm going to use this time to do some things for myself, both professionally and personally. And I'm hoping that everybody is doing that for themselves.
I can see here just on the list of people that you've worked with, the awards that you've picked up over these years here. I mean, Coca-Cola, NASCAR, PGA, the Olympics, ESPN. I mean, these are some of the biggest brands. Nowadays, as individuals, you know, part of that reinvention, a lot of that is going to be entrepreneurs and being their own business people. Do you have advice for people when it comes to brand building?
Like I said, now is going to be the greatest time ever. The other important thing is to recognize that we all possess the same tools, particularly in social media. We were all born on the same day. If you can get past the intimidation factor of learning to use those things, that's the first step. The second step is patience. This process of building an audience, building a platform is going to require patience. The next thing to do is figure out what you're passionate about. And then be authentic in that presentation.
Vince, I have a problem with this, and I don't even know how to say this, but like my bosses always say, like, you don't post enough, you don't like write enough about you. And I feel like, who wants to look at pictures of me? And I feel like the people that are constantly posting selfies, and I find that to be like, well, that's so self-centered. I don't understand why people would want that. Am I the wrong way of thinking?
I think you're spot on, and there's multiple things. Is that I totally agree. Like, I don't think anybody cares, you know, what I had for breakfast. Now, if you break this down generationally, the younger generation, you know, they tend to look at themselves as influencers. They will do a lot of crazy things to build that audience. When somebody tells you that you don't post enough, you need to push back and say, well, I need to be posting relevantly enough.
It's finding that niche. My daughter, who's my little one, is 2 years old, and I don't have curly hair. No one in my family has curly hair, but she has this wild head of curly hair. And my girlfriend said to me, do you follow the mom on Instagram that teaches you what to do with your kid's curly hair? I go, no.
There's a curly hair mom.
There's a curly hair mom. Like, who even knew?
Bingo.
Yeah. I saw in your book that there's a new chapter, there's a chapter, an entire chapter dedicated to LinkedIn. And I didn't realize the importance of LinkedIn until recently where my husband had lost his job. And then it was his connections on LinkedIn that secured him another job rather quickly.
Well, let me tell you, LinkedIn is the greatest professional networking tool that has ever been created. It's the most amazing thing. And here's some points. So you could spend days mining my connections for potential job opportunities. Then there are mechanisms within LinkedIn for you to reach out and say, hey, Mr. and Mrs. XYZ, I see you're friends with Vince Thompson. I would like to establish that connection with you. And then always be on the lookout for future opportunities. But also, there's no excuse for a person not to use LinkedIn as a preparation tool for understanding the person that they're talking to, the type of job, how they bring value to that job, and seek those emotional cues.
If you want to hear more from Vince Thompson, you can head to his website, meltatl.com, or you can check out his book, Build Brand You, on Amazon.